وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي. نو يا أخي حفظك الله تعالى. ده سنة. If the time is for a specific nafil or qiyam al-layl, you pray that prayer, that specific prayer, that specific nafil, like the rawatib or qiyam al-layl, then after that you do the istikhara. But if the time is not a prayer time, is not a prayer time, or there is no a specific prime at that time. يعني for example, if you want to do the istikhara after asr, there's an urgent situation and you want to do the istikhara at that time because you want to buy, you want to sell, you want to get married, etc. At that moment. And that is not a prayer time, it's after asr. In that situation, you make a new prayer, you made up two rak'ah for the istikhara. Or for example, you finish the qiyam al-layl already, then suddenly you remembered, you prayed already 11 rak'ah with the witr, then suddenly you remembered you want to do istikhara. And you finish already the prayer, you finish already the nawafil qiyam al-layl. So what you're supposed to do? You make another two rak'ah specific for the istikhara. So either you pray a specific prayer, a specific nafil la qiyam al-layl, like witr, like sunnah, al-dhuhr, etc. Then you make the istikhara after it. Or you make a separate prayer specific for the istikhara. Don't make prayer for the istikhara when there is another prayer that you could practice it for the istikhara. For example, you could pray qiyam al-layl, now is the time of the night for example, and you could pray qiyam al-layl, but you prayed istikhara, you pray two rak'ah for the istikhara itself only, then you start qiyam al-layl separately. This is a wrong behavior. Barakallahu fiqh. According to the form of Hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah in Sahih Muslim. This is the explanation that I said to you is the clear understanding from the Hadith that I mentioned to you. Hadith Jabir in Sahih Muslim regarding the istikhara. عفوا في صحيح البخاري. صحيح البخاري regarding the istikhara. Barakallahu fiqh.